49th lesson. Higher order derivatives and partial derivatives.
Y increases or decreases according to the sign of y prime. That is, according to whether y prime is positive or negative. The graph goes through a maximum at S, then through a minimum at T. In both cases, y prime equals zero. At the inflection point I, the second derivative of y with respect to x is zero. Y double prime equals zero. Y double prime has two different abbreviated expressions. D squared y by or over dx squared. Or d squared y respect x. The same rule applies to the nth derivative. Dny by or over dx to the n. Or dny respect x. Where n can be replaced with nth. The expression of partial derivatives derives from that of full derivatives by substituting partial for d. T prime sub x equals partial t respect x at constant y. T double prime sub xy equals partial squared t respect x and y.
Exercises.
Consider the sine curve C. What does it do at the point A?
It goes through a maximum at A.
What does it do at the point I?
It goes through an inflection point at I.
Read equation A.
D squared y over dx squared, or d squared y respect x, equals minus y.
Read equation B.
D cubed y over dx cubed, or d cubed y respect x, equals minus cosine x.
Read the expression of alpha, that is, the coefficient of thermal expansion at constant pressure in a continuous medium.
Alpha equals 1 over v, partial v respect t at constant p.
Read the expression D.
If t equals xy, partial squared t respect x and y equals 1.